West Virginia agencies are mobilizing to respond to problems arising from Hurricane Florence. The governor's office says in a news release, the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management activated its Emergency Operations Center Wednesday. The statement says 50 National Guard members are prepared to assist in locations across the state. Nearly 70 tractor-trailer loads of supplies have arrived at the Guard's 167th Airlift Wing in Martinsburg. In June 2016, a series of thunderstorms pelted a wide swath of West Virginia. 9 inches of rain fell in 36 hours in some areas, leaving 23 dead statewide and destroying thousands of homes, businesses, and infrastructure. The National Weather Service says forecast of up to 4 inches of rain is possible in parts of the state through next week. A train derailment this past weekend in the New River Gorge may have dropped coal into a tributary of the New River, according to an email released by the National Park Service Wednesday. Roxy Todd has more.
The train, which had at least 8 cars carrying coal, was operated by CSX. According to the release from the New River Gorge National River, containment efforts are underway by CSX, which includes silt fencing to catch any contaminants that might enter the water. No fuel leakage was involved in the incident, and there were no injuries. Rangers responded to the derailment Sunday, which occurred along the CSX rail line near the Fayette Station area of New River Gorge National River. According to Park Service officials, coal sized between 1/8 and 1/16 of an inch spilled from the train into Mar Branch, a tributary of the New River that flows in just below Fayette Station. A representative with CSX sent a statement saying, quote, "While there is no estimated timeline for the completion, crews are working around the clock as quickly as weather conditions allow to fully restore the area." For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.
There's a federally approved medication to treat opioid addiction. It can also be sold on the street and misused. Jake Harper of Side Effects Public Media spent several months reporting on this black market, and he found that for many people, this market can be a force for good.
It's the backside of that building, right?
Ann and Daryl meet up in Austin, Indiana at the Needle Exchange, where they can get syringes to inject drugs. I'm using their middle names because what they're about to do is illegal. They leave the exchange and head to the back of a building by some train tracks.
We like this spot because the cars aren't going to drive. And if the police come check it out, they could drive down here, but they're probably not. We're just going right here.
They settle in. Used syringes are everywhere. Daryl hasn't used in a while, so he's sick from withdrawals. He preps two syringes, and he takes one of them, sticks the needle in his arm, and pushes down the plunger. Like, what does it feel like?
It makes you feel what? You feel 100% better as soon as you do it.
If you watch Daryl closely, he doesn't put heroin in the syringes. Daryl and Ann inject a drug meant to help treat opioid addiction, a medication called buprenorphine. Buprenorphine is a long-acting opioid, and for people who use heroin or other opioids, it reduces cravings and prevents withdrawals. Daryl said the first time he injected it, his nausea and diarrhea went away.
Did you feel high or did you feel normal?
At first, I felt like I was high, but I think it's where I've not felt normal in so long. I think that's what normal feels like now. I've not been normal in a long time, so.
But buprenorphine is an opioid. People misuse it and divert it. They sell it or give it away. Some policymakers point to this diversion as a reason to regulate buprenorphine prescribers more. But addiction treatment professionals argue that the problem is misunderstood. Dr. Kelly Clark is president of the American Society of Addiction Medicine. She says, for one thing, buprenorphine is not as dangerous as other opioids.
Well, we care about diversion from a public health standpoint because of the risks of overdose. And the risks of overdose with buprenorphine are minimal.
It is possible to overdose from buprenorphine, especially if you mix it with other substances. But it's rare. Buprenorphine is less potent than heroin and fentanyl and can block their effects. This also means that few people use it to get high. Instead, more people use it to prevent withdrawals and to try and stay away from other illegal drugs like heroin. That's what Daryl and Ann did. Dr. Michelle Offwall is an addiction specialist in Kentucky. She says people often try to treat themselves when they struggle to get into real treatment.
Look, you know, these people want help, and they tried, and they didn't succeed, and so now they're going to go get it when it's available.
It can be easier to get buprenorphine on the street. Prescribers can be hard to find, and federal rules limit the number of people they can treat. These limitations have been debated in Congress this year. And patients need insurance or another way to pay for treatment. LaFalle says this street treatment is not ideal, but people who use buprenorphine this way sometimes have a big realization.
I've seen that happen with people coming in wanting treatment specifically because they've had it and they know it works for them and they want to get it legally and they want to get their life back.
That's what happened to Daryl. The day I met him, he came into a clinic to sign up for insurance so he could get professional help.
Do you think trying it on the street the way that you have has led you to this?
Yeah, I think so. I think where if I hadn't ever started them on the street, I wouldn't be sitting here right now talking to you. Because I wouldn't have no interest in doing nothing but getting high.
He still hasn't made it into treatment. He had trouble starting his insurance and struggled to stay away from heroin. Addiction can take years to conquer. But Daryl says his time on buprenorphine allowed him to see a way back to a normal life. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.
This story is part of a podcast from Side Effects Public Media called The Workaround. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and there's a link to the show at sideeffectspublicmedia.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.